And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Join Pastor Karen Wee Damilola Gabriel of Menorah School of the Spirit World as he heralds the revelation of the gospel of the kingdom and intimacy with the Godhead. Be blessed as you listen. And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Join Pastor Karen Wee Damilola Gabriel of Menorah School of the Spirit World as he heralds the revelation of the gospel of the kingdom and intimacy with the Godhead. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we appreciate you. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. No man can show. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're the God of everything. No one can see. Say you're not a man. You're not a man. No. You're not.
Of this school, thank you for your faithfulness. You have been faithful to the call. You have proven to us that you are the master of the universe. You have proven to us in all ways that you are good to us. You've proven yourself in our life, and we have come to realize. You are too faithful to fail. You have proven yourself, Lord. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself, O God. And we appreciate you. Thank you for the bounties of testimonies. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. We are not ungrateful, O God. We are not ungrateful, O God. We have come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Spirit of the Sovereign God. Your name alone be glorified. Lord, as we get into your world, we ask, O God, that you will reveal yourself unto us.
Amen.
You will turn out light unto us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will reveal the depths of your realities unto us.
Amen.
And your glory shall be revealed in this place.
Amen.
Thank you, King Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. Your name be praised. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Please take us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God forevermore. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right, we will make welcome everyone in the Lord's name. Welcome to 2021. Welcome to the year of the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome to the year of the supernatural. You know, it's going to be a very strange year, where we see the operation of the Godhead in its fullness in our midst. Just believe. Alright? In this new season, we are going to be revealing more of the supernatural ability of God that is at work in the believers. And so I'd like every one of us to be prepared for the incredible, for the invisible. Hallelujah. I'd like us to be prepared to see the manifold wisdom of God at work supernaturally. It is the year that we believe that nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. We believe that water can break out of the rock. We believe that money can be found supernaturally. We believe that we will walk in supernatural health. Are you following me? You see, if your mindset has been clogged or beclouded, and if there are things that your mind has adjusted to that cannot happen, not with God. Because with God, all things are possible. He cleaved the rocks and water gushed out. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 43, the Bible says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." It says, "I will make a way in the wilderness and cause waters to come out of your desert places." Do you understand that? Naturally, you are not supposed to find water in the forest. But it says, "I will cause water to come out of the forest, out of the wilderness, the desolate wilderness. Before them is the wilderness, and behind them is the Garden of Eden." Hallelujah. So I like your heart to be open unto the Lord for amazing supernatural realities. Alright? And please believe the word of God. Believe the word. The Bible says that all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. It's a season where there are no walls before us. That even when we meet a wall, we will scale the wall. By my God, I have run against his truth. And by my God, I will leap over the walls. That means you don't have limitation. That even when you get to a dead end, there's events. So you don't have limitation. You walk above life situations and circumstances. It is the year of the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
You will contract time. You will expand time. These are the reality of God's word. That if time is against you, you will expand it. And say, because I'm around, time is to my advantage. Are you following me? I'm trying to open you up to the dimensions we are looking at. It's going to be amazing. And I will show you amazing things from God's word. I'm not just going to show us, we are going to walk in those realities. Are you following me now? He says, "The works that I do, you will do, and greater works than this also." That's the year that we are in. And it's not just a yearly reality. is actually our daily reality. Okay? It's our nativity. It's our natural essence in God. Our expression, our possibilities, our disposition is what we naturally offshoot and ooze out and pulsate. That's who we are. So what we want to do this year is to expose us more and to make that reality available, and so that we can walk upon that pathway that has been carved already. The niche that has been carved, you can begin to tread that path and walk in supernatural realities. It's a year that even if you have lost anything, you will recover them. Are you following me now? You are going to recover them. I was ministering somewhere, and by the Spirit of God, we were just few persons in that meeting, maybe around 10. And the Lord said to me that, my son, tell them to pray for lost opportunities. I yielded, I obliged, and I raised that word amidst those short persons, few persons. And while we began to pray, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just yielded to the reality of God. I yielded, that was all. Because one of the things that I've come to learn is that whenever the Lord speaks, you don't have to understand the way He will bring to fulfillment His speaking. All you need to do is to yield. It's just yieldedness. Just yield to His utterance, to His voice, and walk therein. That's all. The way the Lord is going to fulfill His utterances is not for man to discover or to peruse, because the Lord could come in ways that is beyond your perspective. He could come in His ways, the Bible says, are past finding out. Are you following me now? You might be expecting something from this angle, and the Lord comes from another angle. Are you following me? So that's why when you are following the Lord, you follow the Lord by faith. You follow the Lord by faith, not by sight. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. It's not by what you see. It's by the reality that goes on in the spirit. You follow the canopy, that atmosphere of heaven, that you follow that environment that conveys your existence. And that's faith. Are you following me now? When God says, I'm going to do this, you don't have to look for how He's going to do it. All you need to do is yield and follow His pattern, follow His model, His pathway that has been carved already. So I said that to them. The funny thing was that 6 months after, one of the persons that we prayed together called me and said, Pastor, do you remember what you said when we had a prayer together that we lost opportunities? And do you know what happened? 6 months ago, this lady and some other persons went for an interview, and by way of probably failure, she was disqualified. I wouldn't know if she failed, but the point is she didn't get that seat, an amazing seat. Alright, very, very lucrative job. And so this is the 6 months. The person who was given that job just stood up one day and said, I'm no longer invested. Already 6 months in office, lucrative job. Lady just tendered a resignation letter and said, I'm no longer working. What happened? Nothing. And when she left, they called this lady that we prayed together, who already lost that position, and said, "Hello, sister. I will not mention the name. All right? Are you still interested in this job? Because the person who received the job or just left 6 months after. 6 months. Do you understand? You see, what we call impossibility is not available in God. You can find it any other place, in any other place. But in God, that facility of impossibility is not available. Anything can happen. Are you following me now? So, it means that we are not at disadvantage. We are not disadvantageous. No, sir. I'm trying to reorient us and to recalibrate our mindset as touching our walk with the Lord, that the life we received at new birth is not a joke. It's a life that is real. It's a life that is real. I tell my household, it's a life that is real. So believe in the supernatural. Believe that anything can happen. To him that believeth, all things are possible. You know, they told Jesus that Lazarus was dead. But before Lazarus's demise, they told Jesus that Lazarus was sick. Is that true? If I may ask you, which is easier? These are two persons, right? I mean, let me just sample your opinion. Which is easier, to heal the sick or to raise the dead? If they tell you now that my sister, somebody is sick, side by side, that another person is dead, which one, if you arrive at that spot, which one will you go to? The sick one, right? That's what your faith has. Because this one has hope. This one is already dead. So I can't imagine who Jesus is. Sometimes I just try to check that man's life. Say, are you alright? Do you understand? They told you that someone was sick. Wouldn't you have preferred to go heal the person? That you waited until the person was dead, and that was when you had muscles. Say, hey, do you understand? Ah, if there somebody was sick, go and pray for the person to recover. Jesus didn't go until the news of his demise. Say, hey. And the point is that it was not even at the point of the demise that Jesus went. Jesus waited for about 4 days. He waited for about 4 days. And I was wondering that, wait, is it not preferable to pray for a day old dead? Because it's still fresh. If you still touch the body, it will look as though the person is still alive. So your faith is risen. Your faith is still alive. But Jesus didn't go. Waited. Oh God, I live supernaturally. I can never remain normal. Do you understand? He waited until it was 4 days. And so when he entered that environment, the very first person who ran to him was who? Was Martha. And Martha said, "Master, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Jesus said, "Calm down." He says, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." Jesus was trying for us to re-engineer our mindset about death. That what you call death in the real sense is sleep. So I come to wake this man. He's sleeping. He's not dead. Amen? You know, if you are tired of sleeping, you wake up. Is that true?
Yes,
you wake up. This is why the Bible says that believers, they will sleep. Because sleep is a temporal disposition. We have hope beyond the grave. So that when we sleep, we are going to wake up again. At resurrection, we will just back to life. Do you understand it? We are going to come out of the grave. Our bodies, everything that comes with us, we come back alive again. We are going to be jacked up. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal bodies, if that raised Jesus from them, we also quicken your mortal bodies. So the believer has hope. The believer sleeps and he wakes up again. Are you following? That was the reality for us that Jesus was trying to demystify in Lazarus. To understand our state. To understand how we really are. Are you following now? Even though that was not resurrection. Because Lazarus died again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, we have started again. We have not started Bible study. I'm just trying to unlock some things about the supernatural. I'm trying to prepare our hearts. What we are looking at in our first meeting. Sorry, this is our first meeting. I don't know. In our Saturday meeting, last Saturday, we are looking at that they may be one. Please, let your heart be prepared. That they may be one. We are going to set the tone for the supernatural reality that we are looking at for this year. That they may be one. You will see what the Lord is inviting us into. Hallelujah. Alright, Jesus says, the one standing before you says that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Right? Jesus said to Martha, if you remember, that your brother is going to rise again. Martha said, yes, I know. So, Martha was educated in the things of the Spirit. She understood what resurrection is. Because she retorted and told Jesus that, I know, but the resurrection is still at the end of the age. Jesus said, are you following me? Jesus said, do you know the one standing for you? He says, what you are waiting for is standing before you. I am the resurrection and the life. So Jesus was trying to say invariably that resurrection is not just an event. Resurrection is a reality. It's a presence. So what we call resurrection is Jesus personified. And resurrection is standing right before you. So you are still longing for what is standing before you. I am the resurrection. And I am also the life. Oh, glory to God. That means I have the capacity to give anything dead life. That they can come back to life. Anything. Not just human beings. Anything, including animate and inanimate objects, including freedom. Sorry, that I want to be sounding. Amen. Both living and what you call non-living things. You call it non-living. There's nothing like non-living. The sea saw them and fled. Jordan was driven back. But to you, I thought sea is non-living. So how could a sea have so much intelligence to see the presence of God and run away? The mountains skipped like ram, and the little eaves like lamb. Are you following me? He has said, listen, the sea saw them, and he was, it's not figure of speech. Are you following me? Literally speaking, literally, the children of Israel, the water became like a wall They walk on dry ground. It's not figure of speech. It's not hyperbole. Exaggeration. No. It happened literally. The Red Sea divided. They walk on dry ground. Are you following me now? Don't allow exegesis to kill you. I said, don't, you see, don't worry. Those things are just... It's just... No. It's not literal. It's not literal. You are not trying to... It's a figure of speech. Hyperbole. It's exaggeration. No. This one is a reality. It's a reality. When Jesus saw the tree and cursed the tree, it was not figure of speech. It was a reality. The following day they were walking, Peter saw the tree and said, Master, this tree you spoke to yesterday is dried. Are you following? Please, let's try to separate figure of speeches from reality. They are reality in God's word. When Jesus said to Peter that, go to the water, the very first fish that you catch, check the mouth, there's money. It was not a figure of speech. It was a literal experience that Peter took money from a fish. I'm trying to recalibrate our mindset. That Peter did what? Took money. That the fish became the bank where Jesus stores money. And said to Peter, go and withdraw. Because that's what he's saying. That go to the ATM gallery and withdraw. In our day, that's what Jesus was trying to say. That's the only bank that was available. And Jesus said, go to the ATM gallery. You have my code. Insert it and withdraw money. Oh God. You are not here. Are you following me now? Jesus waited for 4 days. 4 days. I was preaching my church, my own church, on Friday. And I began to explain. I believe I would have explained why Jesus had to wait for 4 days. Or have you taken your time for asking? Oh, I'm sure you are aware that that was not the first time Jesus was raising the dead. The very first time, at least that scripture captures, was Jairus' daughter, right? And it was the day that that daughter died that they went to bury the child. So while they were going, it was the day while they were going to bury the daughter, Jesus also was walking by, and Jesus saw them and had pity on them. All he did was to touch the coffin, and the dead came back to life. It was not surprising. People say, some people were saying, she didn't die, John. It was not real. Maybe she was still sleeping. Or they thought she was dead. She was not dead. If you read, if you are a good student of the scripture, you understand that they didn't, many of them didn't believe that in Israel. So when Lazarus' time came, if he also went the first day, they would say the same thing. Amen. So what Jesus was doing was by experience. That the glory of God may be spread, proliferated in Israel, and people will believe that there's a power at work in him. He waited first day, second day, fourth day. That if it was the second day, they could still say that maybe he's in coma. But at this time, Martha confirmed to us that he, by this time, he's thinking. Are you following me now? Martha already confirmed. But Master, by this time, he's thinking. That means they must have gone to check and confirmed that he was thinking. Jesus loves that. At this point in time, if somebody dies, right, the blood will begin to turn from red to black. Right? Things will begin to degenerate. The first day is still always okay. when it gets to the third day, to the fourth day, the state of that person is degenerating. Maggot will begin to come out. So it means that when Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus and he says, roll away the stone, and he looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for you hear me always, and says, Lazarus, come forth. It means that the blood heard his voice. The blood that was black reversed. There was a chain reaction. All the maggots, when they heard the voice of God, they had to go back into their original state. The same way that Jesus used the book of Peter to preach. And while he began to preach, the fishes that were far away, they came to hear the voice of God. Are you following me now? You see, when you talk about the voice of God, everything hears the voice of God. Everything hears the word of God. You can speak to anything. You can speak to situations in your houses. You can speak to animate and inanimate objects. You can speak to anything. They obey the voice of God. They obey the voice of God. Do not see anything as non-living. Everything responds to the word of God. Everything. Everything responds to God's word. Oh, glory to God. It's the life of the supernatural. It is the life of heaven on earth. That's the design from the beginning. That your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And my men are the channels, are the agencies through which the will of God finds expression in time. That's why we are here. We are here as kingdom regents. We carry our ambassadorial reality to represent all that Jesus is. We are saying in Bible study in our house this morning that all that Jesus represents is what we represent on earth. Because as he is, so are we. Not maybe are we. The Bible says, as he is, 1 John 4:17. As he is, his present status. Are you following me now? His present status. Not as he was. As he is. Even the way we continue to be, so are we. Are you following me now? His present reality. As he is, so am I on earth. I am nothing less than Jesus. Are you following me now? These are consciousnesses that we are going to build this year. We are going to build it everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. That's our design. If you have this consciousness, you don't reason sin. You see, we sometimes exorcise ourselves. Do exorcise and say, Lord, kill me. Lord, do this and that. You see, as much as sometimes those prayers are good, but I tell you the truth, that those prayers will be impotent without the revelation of who you are. What brings you into absolute, resolute, definable expression of the life of Christ is the revelation of your personality in Christ. You will never give occasion and expression to the life of Christ without the revelation of the finished work of Christ in your essence. What you carry now at new birth, what you became at new birth, the reality of God going on within your spiritual essence, your ecosystem, if you don't understand what is going on there, and if those existences are not registered within your sodical corridor, I tell you that you will not live above sin. That's why you declare to yourself that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Powerful declaration. Powerful. They are not jokes. You are saying to yourself, you know what you are doing? You are teaching your soul. You are educating your soul to know that at new birth, I became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Your soul is not aware. So you teach your soul. You educate that soul. That you say, listen to me. I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But you are saying, why do you need to say this every time? You need to say this every time. You need to renew your mind every time. Because every of your gateways must be painted with the revelation of Christ. Your choice, your will, your emotion, your conscience, everything must be painted with the revelation of who you became at new birth. Are we together? Everything. That's the way you live supernaturally. I'm already setting the tone for us. You begin to re-engineer your ideologies. You begin to speak to your gateways. That's life. Let's do Bible study. So that I don't have another burden. Because I'm already treading that path. But let's do Bible study. Oh, thank you, Lord. Immortality, spirituality, supernatural. Hi. Immortality, spirituality, supernatural. Immortality,
immortality.
Oh,
spirituality,
supernatural. Immortality, yeah.
Immortality,
oh, oh.
Supernatural,
oh, immortality,
immortality,
spirituality, supernatural, take me on home,
take me on.
Oh, take me on,
take me on.
Holy Ghost, spirituality, take me on,
take me on.
Holy Ghost, supernatural. Hallelujah. We are going to press more with that song. It's our mantra for this day. It's our mantra. Hallelujah. Flip your Bibles quickly to the book of Ephesians. Don't worry, we'll take our time to do justice by last Saturday, that they may be one. We'll do justice to the whole lot of realities that I intend to communicate. Some of you get out of that message, you see yourself as superhuman. It will look as though you are now clothed with a new regalia, because you are going to see your essence. You know, there are times that you get out of the world or you get out of prayer and you are looking for a madman. Something entered into you. You born into something and you wanted to exercise authority. You say, why is he dead? That's being dead. Because you broke into the revelation of God's word. You see, when we understand our oneness with God, you see, I could say that the entire thing with God's word is centered around oneness. When we talk about the reality of oneness, that's the reality of in Christ. In Him. In whom? Are you following? In whom? By whom are all things? Whether they be thrones or dominions, whether they be powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, by the riches of His grace that abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Hallelujah. In Christ, the revelation of in Christ, oneness. That means the amalgamation of deity with humanity. Amalgamation of deity with humanity. That man and God met in Christ. Man and God met in Christ. Christ became the window, the new man. You see, who you call Christ, the Bible says, for it pleased the Father that in Him to all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. We are complete in Him, who is the heir of all principalities and powers. You see, can you look beyond what you call natural? You see, we are too used to this realm. And that's the knowledge that God is trying to delete from us in our journey. I hope you are aware of that. The knowledge of this realm, it has eaten deep, even into our cerebral cortex, that it regulates our lives. You hear me say this often? That the knowledge of this realm has taught us that when you are bitten by mosquito, the resultant effect is malaria. You grew with that. There are things, I was telling my wife, there are things that are mundane that we have grown with. They say when you are going on the road and you eat your left leg on a stone, the person you are going to meet at home, you will not meet the person. You begin to wonder, where did we learn these things from? We have not so learned Christ. We have not so learned Christ. Say the whistle that things will come around. You are doing? I can't do it. Hallelujah. We are exchanging intelligences. We are exchanging erroneous knowledge
for the accurate, for the higher knowledge, via the higher life, Zoe, the life of God, it come along. This is the record that God has given unto us, eternal life. And this life is in the soul. 1 John 5, 11. And this life is in the soul. Hey, this is the record. The word record is the word testimony. This is the testimony, the testament that God has given unto us eternal life. He will not give it to us. It's not what you pray for. He has given unto us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. He that has the Son has life. And he that has not the Son does not have life. That means you don't have the Son, you are disconnected from life. You are existing, you are not living. My spirit is on fire. You have life. You have the Son. You have the Son. You have life. It is a record. It's a testament. A testimony that we are alluded to. That God gave us. It's not even what you work for. It's a gift from God. God gifted you eternal life in Christ. Eternal life. The amalgamation of deity and humanity. You want to look for the Godhead. The only place you can find the Godhead is in Christ. In fact, in the new covenant, the name of the Godhead is Christ. In Matthew's Gospel 28, it says, after Jesus received power and says, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, he says, go and teach and baptize nations, right? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Is that true? They captured this Trinitarian existence, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But after the descent of the Holy Ghost, in Acts chapter 2, from verse 37, when Peter was going to say the same thing that Jesus mentioned, right? What Peter says is that, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He replaced the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with one name, Jesus. That's why the Bible says he has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, not even at the name of the Father. Are you following me now? In the new covenant, you pray to the Father through a name called Jesus. Nothing else. You don't pray in the name of the Father to the Father. You pray in the name, the window to the Father is Jesus. No man comes to the Father except through me. So you pray in the name of Jesus to the Father. That's why you say, Father, in Jesus' name. You don't say, Father, in Father's name. That's a wrong prayer. You will not see results. The entry is Jesus. Oh God. The entirety of scriptures is about him. In just one person. One. Nobody else. Is about Jesus. He said, are we relegated to the Father? No. The Father said by himself that if you want to access me, come through him. The Father. That we honor, that we respect. If you want to access me, you have to come through him. This is the legal entry into me. The legal window, aperture, through which you can lay hold on my reality is Jesus. So it's about Jesus. Let's get into Bible study. I guess the hunger of the new year, the serious hunger from this place.
And if the hunger of the new year is believing on things from my essence.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, I just want us to finish with this Ephesians chapter 1. I don't think we are going to continue. We will not do any other thing again. And there is a lot to do. So, let's finish chapter 1. We'll look for another period to start chapter 2. Hallelujah. Because we have done chapter 1 for about how many weeks? From verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Wherein he has abounded toward us. If you read another version, he will say, he lavished on us. If you have NET or ISV, kindly read for me. He lavished on us. Anyone there?
That he lavished on us.
Which one are you reading?
NLT.
That he lavished on us. Thank you.
With all wisdom
and understanding. Here it says, with all wisdom and prudence. So, what did he lavish on us? Grace. Because it continued from verse 7. The riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us. Where did he abound? He abounded toward me. And how? He says, in all wisdom and prudence. The word wisdom there is the word Sophia. Are you following me? When you talk about wisdom, it is in direct reference to the intelligence at work in the mortals. Wisdom is not from here. Wisdom is from above. This wisdom descended not from above because it is sensual, it is demonic, and it is carnal. But this wisdom is from above, it is first pure. Are you following me? That's what James captures. It is the intelligence that suffices in heaven. When we talk about Sophia, it's the kind of knowledge that has all understanding weaved into it. A knowledge that has what? All understanding weaved into it. That's wisdom. The gate of wisdom is actually a gate that embodies knowledge and understanding. Are you following me? That's why the Bible says, through wisdom is a house built. You want to build anything, engage wisdom. Wisdom is that reality that offers the possibility of building. That offers the possibility of making things happen. So the Bible says that he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. The word prudence there is the word insight. Yes. From the original. It's the word insight. So it means that the man in Christ is not at any point in time confused. That man has insight into all things. What does insight mean? It means sight that is in. The sight that is inside. That the way others are seeing is not the way you see. Your own sight is within. Is the third eye. What man sees is two eyes. But you have a kind of eye that is the third eye, the third dimension. That's what they call it. Third dimension. So that when others are saying there's a casting down, you will say there's a lifting up. It's not a natural height. That's inside. You have a sight that is inside. That's why the Bible says that that's what you call faith. Alright? People are saying that it will not work. They say it will work. Because you have insight. You are aware that against all odds, it is going to work. So the Bible says that he has abounded towards. He lavished on us in all wisdom and prudence, insight, ability to discern, ability to know, ability to have an edge by knowledge, insight. He abounded toward us. So the man in Christ should not at any point in time lack wisdom. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask the Lord that giveth liberally. So the man in Christ walks in wisdom perpetually. Sophia, that's your native. You walk in prudence. You are not at a crossroad. Even if you get to a crossroad, you have insight. You know where to go. You will hear a voice in your ear saying, this is the way. Walk therein. Walk therein. Insight. Into the wisdom before time began. Into the when you talk about wisdom, wisdom predates time. In fact, wisdom gave birth to time. Time is an offspring of wisdom. Time is an offspring of wisdom. Because what you call wisdom is a reality that is eternal in scope. Is a reality that immortality embodies. Wisdom. Where's the way of wisdom? The lion's well has not treaded upon it. The vulture's eyes have not seen it. They went to look for wisdom in the deep. The deep said that wisdom is not in us. They wanted to procure wisdom with currencies, with copper, with topaz. But they could not secure wisdom. Because wisdom is in the deep. And the deep is God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Eyes have not. No. 2:10. The Bible says that the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. In Psalms 42:7, the Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. The deep, the depth of God. That's where wisdom is locked up, in the depths of God. And it is that wisdom that the Bible says that he has abounded toward us. So the man in Christ actually now custodies the wisdom of God. Are you following me? Are you getting what I'm trying to teach you? The man in Christ has access to what wisdom holds. He's never confused. He has light. He walks in light. His paths are decorated by light, because the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more. Not more and lesser. It says more and more. That means you get better every day. In your spiritual pilgrimage, you get better. It says more and more. Better and better. Unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Let's make progress because of our time.
Okay.
Let's make progress. Are we getting feedback from our online community? All right. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And this mystery of his will is according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. So the Bible says to us, there are important terminologies that we have to look into. The Bible says to us that he has made known to us. That means even though it's a mystery, because the word mystery there, what you call the mystery of his will, the word mystery is word mysterium. Okay? Mystery here in context is not referring to anything mysterious or anything spooky or any fairy tale. No. What it's referring to is hidden secret from ages past. What was not revealed to those in ages past, it is hidden. It is unknown. It is concealed. It was a mystery to them. It was hidden from them. It was hidden for us. Two different things. It was hidden from them, but it was hidden for us. That means we are the ones to see. we have light. They were not privy to the light of that mystery. Because albeit we speak mystery in wisdom, even the mystery of God, that none of the princes of this world knew. For if they had known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So this mystery was communicated in wisdom. Are you following? So what you see playing out when Jesus walked the earth was wisdom in display. The journey to Golgotha, everything that you see was packaged in the wisdom of God. It was an agenda that was hidden from them, but was hidden for us to understand the mystery of salvation, the mystery of redemption, the mystery of the incorporation of the Gentiles into the commonwealth of Zion, so that there will no longer be a middle wall of partition between the covenant people of God originally and those who were alien to the commonwealth of Zion, the Gentiles, so that the Gentiles and the Jews will become one in Christ, so that there will no longer be Greeks nor Jews, but everyone will become one in Christ. It's a mystery. They couldn't understand it because it was hidden from them. But it was hidden for us. So we have access to the revelation of Christ. Naked to us. Transparent. Nothing hidden. Nothing concealed. Nothing unknown. Everything that wants to be known can be known. In Christ, the gate has been opened. And that's why we have the Word of God. The Word of God is that mystery that has not been revealed. Are you following me now? So if you want to see the mystery of his will, the will of God is locked up in the Word of God. The will of God is locked up in the Word of God. You want to know the will of God, open the Word of God. The Word of God is the gate into the will of God. Listen to me. I'm rushing. Let me give you time to write. Hallelujah. It's just the way my spirit is traveling. My spirit is on a journey. Hallelujah. Hear this. In the entirety of scriptures, there are many counsels. God has many counsels. But God has one purpose. Many counsels from Genesis, even to generation to Revelation. But his purpose will never change. And that purpose is fulfilled in Christ. Are you following me now? So when we talk about the will of God, the will of God is in Christ. I must do the will of him that sent me when it is day, because the night cometh when no man can walk. Lo, as it is written in the volume of books, to do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God. Psalm 40, verse 6, 7, 8. Are you following me? He says, having made known to us. That means, as we speak, we are at a point in the spirit that we are privy to the knowledge, to the revelation of God in Christ. Are you following me? Because he said, having made known unto us. So it means that nothing is shut down from you. Nothing is shut off from you. You have access. Are you following me? You are not outside. You are within the veil. Oh God. The operation of the believer, the new man in Christ, is within the veil. Your operation is beyond the veil. You are not outside. The veil has been torn. The veil covers the revelation. Because it says to us in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, as long as they read Moses, the veil is upon their faces. But if they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Oh. So afterwards, he now says, but we all, glory to God, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, we are changed from glory to glory. They couldn't behold it under the law because there was a veil upon them. And the Bible says that even until this day, the veil still exists. But it says, if they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Is that your Bible? That scripture specifies it until this day. The day is every day. If we read tomorrow, it's still today. Read it next year, it's still today. Until this day, the veil is still upon their faces. But if they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. And he now talks about liberty. That means it is revelation that brings liberty. Yes, it's not deliverance. Do you understand? It's not deliverance. Say, roll on the floor. Amen. Because you can get out of that floor and you still go back into bondage. Are you following me? There are people who fall and roll. So they tell them that if you want to be delivered, you fast dry for 21 days. Wait up. So you go on dry. For your deliverance to be complete. Amen. And unfortunately, this set of people, they get delivered through, but they are not established in revelation. They go back into their vomit. That's why you see that their deliverance is recyclical. It keeps coming every time. If you come to meeting, you see the same person fall. Next year, the same person. And the purpose of falling is not for impartation, it's for deliverance. Amen. Is it man?
He has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us, right, the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself. That means there was nothing you did to come into this reality. It was sovereign. Because the Bible says that according to his good pleasure. So this happened on the basis of the goodness of God. In Romans 2, 3 verse 4, the Bible says it is the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance. So, by his own good pleasure, that means God just sat down and said, because of the blood of my dear son Jesus Christ, let me make myself open to them. Are you following me? God was previously conceived. In the Old Testament, many of them didn't know God. They only had a glimpse of God. But in the New Covenant, God was fully revealed in Christ. Fully. Do you believe it? God was fully revealed in Christ. So Christ is the revealed God, is the revelation of God. You want to know God? Just keep perusing and understanding Christ. Keep understanding the Word of God. As you understand the Word of God, you understand who God is. Hallelujah. It says, this good pleasure, he proposed it in who? Himself. He proposed in himself according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself. Let's go. Hi. Wait, let's consider this mystery a bit before I press further. Turn your Bible to the same Ephesians chapter 3. Let me read verse 10 also, that we can do it together. That in this verse 10 of Ephesians 1, okay, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, it might gather together in one. Somebody say in one. All things in Christ. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even where in him. Let's read that thing again for you to understand. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together all things in Christ. Which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, I'll be blessed by it. Oh, thank you. For this cause I, Paul, from verse 1, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, God, if ye have heard of the dispensation, this is the same word, dispensation. If ye have heard
of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you all, how that by revelation he made known. Do you remember this same word captured in the previous verse? It says, who has made known unto us, right? So Apostle Paul is saying here that how that by revelation, that means what Apostle Paul is trying to unveil here, it is or a product of fraternity with Christ. They are product of insight. They are product of revelation. That he caught red-handed. He caught and in God. The things that he found in God. The realities that Apostle Paul is about to unlock to us are the things that even Peter came to the point and confessed. That our brother Apostle Paul, some of the things that he carried, they are hard to be understood. So it means that Apostle Paul had he was privy to some customized revelation in God that he had to teach others. Are you following? Peter also learned. He said it by himself. That's why it is never about your duration. No. That, you see, it's been long. I became born again. There are people who have become born again for 50 years. They are still wearing diapers in the school. Because they are not exposed to present revelation position of Christ. Many of them are still holding on to fables, to traditions of men. They have not come into tangibility. So it's never about duration. As much as duration is good, it should be proven by accurate revelation in God. That's why a young lad can be in Christ today and is exposed. Don't forget that Apostle Paul was never part of the apostles who worked with Jesus literally on earth. So he didn't have close contact with Jesus on earth. He couldn't be part of those who touched the flesh of Jesus, those who ate together with Jesus. However, he didn't miss. Because even what Jesus downloads is beyond as he was. It's always about as he is. Oh, did you get that? Are you following me now? It's not just about as he was. It's about what as he is. Because the Bible told us that when Jesus resurrected, he still called for a conference, 40 days conference. Amen. Because don't forget, I said to them that there are a lot of things I want to tell you, but you cannot listen to me. Is that true? And I don't have time to show you that many of the things that disciples learned, why you want to wear else. Some of them, they didn't understand. The Bible says to us clearly in Luke 22:24 that when Jesus resurrected, it was after resurrection that he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Ah! So all along, for 3 years, some of them are just walking dully. That's why they brought the sick to them. Some of them couldn't cancel them. Even why Jesus won't hurt. The Bible says, and he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Ah! There were layers that Peter broke into after resurrection. This same Peter that vowed, that swore that I will not deny you, Jesus, that I will die with you before Jesus died. In the face of a young lad, a dancer, Peter denied. He even cursed. He said, "You are lying. I don't know him. We have never met before." Not in the face of death, that a young dancer, young girl, he rose, says, "Wallah, damn brother, this is not. I don't know him." It's because a layer of conviction has not been perfect. And it will not be better because it has to wait on the resurrection. The fullness of this reality will only be apprehended and consummated by resurrection. It is the same Peter that after resurrection that now has audacity. He now has audacity. Peter was formerly a coward. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that Peter stood and he began to bring perspective to what was going on. He said, "You men of Galilee, let it be known to you that this is what was captured in the prophecy of Joel, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." And for the first time in Peter's life, he preached a message and 3,000 souls were swept into the kingdom. For the first time in Peter's life, he was walking on the road. Are you following me? They were not conducting healing services. No. What happened was that they noticed that Peter was walking in that environment. And the sign that accompanied him was that they noticed that when he walked past, somebody was sick. The person got up. Said, "Hey, we will not allow him go." They began to pack sick people. And just, Peter just keep walking. And they were dropping them in the shadow. Not that they were doing service. No, it was not an arranged meeting. It was not conventional. It was unofficial. Amen. That you are just walking on your street and things are happening. People are saying, "Who walked past?" He said, "It's Pastor Caro." Something happened. Are you following me now? The shadow of Peter began to heal the sick. The shadow, not that he was laying hands. The shadow, the extension of him. How much more him? Yes, your shadow is an extension of him. Oh, glory to God. You can see my shadow. You'll not be stupid enough to say, "How are you, shadow?" I believe. This is just my. But as it is, it carries power. The energy of the spirit is locked up in it. Everything around me carries power. Are you following me? Oh, glory to God. Everything. My breath is powerful. When I breathe life. Do you know what is inside of me? I breathe life into me. I have this eternal life. I can give. I can give life to things that are dead. You see, these are the ways that you build yourself up in revelation. Yes. You begin to say these things to yourself. You build the consciousness. Let me tell you, it is actually that consciousness that does work. That's why you see that somebody can pray for the sick, nothing happens, and another person prays. It's because along the line, all the years, years down the road, this one who heals the sick naturally has been building the consciousness that's registered in your subconsciousness. Are you following me? It has registered. It has become a part and parcel of your being, your fabrics. right? Your ecosystem has been aligned, synchronized in that revelation. You have become one with that revelation. Oh, glory. How that by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery. And yet, in parenthesis, it says, as I wrote afore in few words. Wait. When you are studying scriptures, I know that some of you just study and go. It says the mystery, hear me? The mystery that he made known unto me by revelation. It says in parenthesis, in brackets, that I wrote afore in few words. That means if you are going to check somewhere in the scriptures, you will see where this mystery was captured. Because it says, I wrote afore. Afore means that before. So that's it. So can we check? Can we check? Let's check the book of Romans. Romans chapter 16. We are coming back to that place. Romans chapter 16. You know, all these rhymes, everything is powerful. I heard somebody say one day that there is no romance without finance.
Yeah.
This is deep. There's no romance without finance. For married people. So what authenticates your romance is finance. And that's revelation. So if there's no finance, and the romance. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 16 and from verse 25. I don't have time. I would have gone into Romans 11 first. Alright? To show you this mystery. As Apostle Paul said, he wrote a book. Okay. But let's just stay with Romans 16 from verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. Did you notice that Apostle Paul uses according to my gospel? What kind of effort? So you are not aware of this phrase, my gospel. You are not aware. Okay, don't worry. Just take your time to study scriptures. Alright? It's because you are not aware. I wanted to try to do breakdown to allow us to look into why he says my gospel. That somebody personalizes the gospel. Like according, not our gospel. Knowing fully well that he met others in this enterprise. And if he didn't reference our gospel. It says according to my gospel. Alright. Let's stay with it. I'm tempted. Well, let me stay with you. That's why we need time. We need time. No, we don't rush. We take our time to build these things. Show us what my gospel means. Show us what mystery means. Show us you are done. That's what we call Bible study. Not the motivation of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Though, it's as though I don't like motivation of me. Not really. Only that they are not real. Many of them. The same way someone said, is it? Nigeria is not a real place.
When I saw that, I was like, my wife also
doesn't know that. You know why? Because there is a code that you will press to get your name. NIN. That they said you should go and link with your SIM card now. That if you don't link it, they will block your life. And there's a code that when you press it, it will bring out your. So why can't you automatically link? Instead of telling people to go and be queuing to link it, why can't you do it? Since it is on your line, do you understand it? The line that you are saying to us that we should come and queue, you have it with you. If I press that code on my phone now, either Glow or MTN that I use, they will bring it out. So why can't you just link it from there? Instead of stressing people, that's why, you see, there's nothing you can compare with advanced countries. But let's, I'm doing Bible study, don't let me delve into that. But, this is why they are trying to depopulate Africa. Because we have brain, but we don't use it. Sorry. But what they are trying to do, it will not work. You know, at the point in time, one of them said, I see dead bodies in Africa. So when there were no dead bodies, they were surprised. The same person, he doesn't know why we are not dying. Are you seeing that this world is becoming something terrible? That what we planned didn't work. He didn't know. Now they have produced a drug now that they wrote on it that not for. You help me read it. Come, let me give you what you see. I want to be accurate. I don't like. I don't want to say. But, hallelujah. You will see what they wrote on the road. That is not for consumers in America, in UK, and in Europe. So when they are sending it down to you, is here. And you will see some of our vulnerable men, I don't want to mention names, accept such. So they want to populate. They impoverish nation. Forest nation. Hallelujah. Okay. I want to read it. Doesn't concern our meeting, but something just came up and said, are you on the page already? Okay. Let's. Romans, we're reading Romans about 16, right? Okay. Romans 16. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the word. Are you still seeing him talking about the mystery? And you notice that he never mentioned a mystery. He was specific. destiny demise now. Now, every one of us can see this. I cannot pronounce this drug. Don't mind me. But not for distribution in US, Canada, or EU. European nation. Are you saying? For they now specified the use. They said for use in below countries only. Let me read it so that people who are online can also hear us. For use in below countries only. Let me start reading for you. Angola, Benin, Botswana, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Congo, Dr. Congo, DR Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, Djibouti, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Eswatini, Swaziland, Ethiopia, Gabon, the Gambia, Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, Kenya, Lesotho, Liberia, Madagascar, Malawi, Mali, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, Niger, Nigeria, Rwanda, Senegal, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Africa, South Sudan, Sudan, Tanzania, Togo, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe.
Just like
so this is African countries.
Somebody say he's surprised that we are not dying.
Die? We can't die.
Are you ready? Die.
The way you see what he posted, and it was as though, you know, the way that some of our prophets give revelation. See, I see. He said, I see dead bodies in Africa. Who are you? Are you a prophet? Prophet of doom. Hallelujah. You can share with people so that they will see. Glory to God. So why was it restricted from Western countries? Don't worry, there are a lot of deep things there that I don't. I would have tried to explain some things that we are privy to. Okay. According to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept since the world began. You see, Apostle Paul is trying to play some ranks and intelligence here. Because he's trying to say in verity that this mystery that was hidden before the world began, I'm a custodian of it. That's why I say my gospel. Are you following me now? He said that the mystery was kept from Moses, was kept from Abraham. But not me. Hallelujah. Are we together now? Alright. But now it's made manifest. That means it's now revealed. But now it's made manifest. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations. For the obedience of faith. For the obedience of what? Now, Jesus says that it's according to the scriptures of the prophets. That means the prophets prophesied them, but it was hidden from them. But he was privy to the revelation that was hidden from them. So it says, according to my gospel. And what is that mystery? obedience of faith. What's obedience of faith? What's obedience of faith? It's simply salvation. Right? That's salvation. So it says it was written afore. Alright, so let's get back into Ephesians chapter 3 that we're reading. As I wrote afore, in few words, verse 4, it means that we can also check the Ephesians 1, because it says, as I wrote afore, in few words. Alright, so Ephesians 1 is also part of it. Is that true?
Yes,
okay. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of who?
Of Christ.
Which in other ages, aeon, which in other aeon, ages, was not made known unto the sons of men. Hello? This is crystal clear that what Apostle Paul was revealing was not made known to sons of men in other ages. That means those who came before him. All the prophets. Some of them saw vision. They spoke about it, but they didn't know it. Are you getting it? It's not because they didn't speak about it. They spoke about it. But they never knew it. The princes of this world never knew it. The Bible says, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Because this mystery was hidden in Christ. And the activator of the mystery is the killing of Christ and his resurrection. Yes, if Christ hadn't died, the mystery was still hidden. What activated it, what brought the mystery to light, is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. The moment Jesus resurrected, the gate opened. That was why the Bible said that the curtain from top to bottom rent in twain, and everybody now has access. Hallelujah. So it says, in other ages, it was not revealed to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that, hear the mystery, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ. By the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that as you preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men do what? See. That's the new covenant. You see, what the minister of God is doing, what the preacher of the gospel is doing, is not just to teach, it's to make you see. You see, we must, every minister of the gospel must arrive at this point that we make you see. You see for yourself. That word see, it could be done. An apocalypse that we uncover, we reveal, we make you see, that your eyes are open to see. Jesus says to them, he says, blessed are your eyes, for they see this place, and blessed are your ears, for they hear them. He says, other prophets long to see this place, but they could not see it. But you, blessed are your eyes. So it means that in the new covenant, the marker is sight. seeing things from the perspective of God, seeing things from the vantage point of heaven, to make all men see. Revelation. That's why he was praying for the Ephesians church. We are going to get there. That he says, since I heard of this, I do not cease to pray for you. Right? That the God of glory will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened for Tizo, that you may know what is the hope of his coming. Are you following? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The thing is, the revelation is now there open. It has been revealed. But the problem is, are you saying? That's it. The mystery is no longer conceived. All that Apostle Paul was using was past tense, revealed, which is now revealed, known. He has made known. So it's no longer conceived. But are we saying? So the job of the minister of the gospel is to make men see. What has been revealed is to make them see. See their reality in Christ. See their status. See their level, their present position in God. You make them, you make their eyes open. As I'm talking to you, you know that scales are dropping off you. Is that true? You are seeing light is breaking. It's as though some things are shedding off and freshness is coming to you. Like you are receiving fresh furnishings in the spirit. That's where I'm making you see. Your eyes of understanding is being enlightened. You know, as I'm speaking, you are not seeing the words, but you cannot deny its effect. Is that true? Because the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, and they are also light. So when I speak words, life is leaving my mouth. Alright? When it arrives at the recipient, everywhere darkness locks up, that light will shed it off. Because when light meets darkness, what happens? Darkness this way. Darkness this way. That's what we call ignorance. Darkness is not blackness. Do you understand? What you call darkness is ignorance. It's ignorance. And every time light arrives, ignorance disappears. Hallelujah. Alright, it says, and to make all men see, what is the fellowship? The word fellowship there is koinonia. To make all men see what is the koinonia of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid where? Oh God, maskoperehazia. Which from the beginning of the world has been hid in a locale, in a place. And that place is what? It's called God. Who created all things by Jesus Christ. So how do we make men see? It's by the fellowship of the mystery. Is that true? Are you getting it? To make all men see the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship. So, do you know that as I'm revealing the word of God to you, it is driving you to the place of fellowship. You want to get back home and also begin to look at it. And sometimes when you begin to ruminate and meditate on it, your fellowship life will begin to come alive. Sometimes you are studying, you are saying, Varadiya Takata, Imbara Shokotunya. Zahoke, Kimba. You are seeing the word and saying, oh, Messiah Leka, Ruakam Banai, Posisia. God is using that strategy to draw you. Hey, are you following? To draw your attention to the place of fellowship. As you are hearing the word, some of you, as I'm teaching, you are praying. There's a fellowship going on. You are fellowshipping with the mystery. And that mystery is in Christ. So as I'm making you see, fellowship is going on. Communion is going on. Union is being established. Partnership is being set in place. Coordinates have been set in place. Is that true? The fellowship of the mystery that was hidden in God, who created all things in Christ to the intent that unto principalities and powers, verse 10, might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, to the intent that unto principalities, that even demons, they learn, angels, they learn, and that mystery is unveiled by the man in Christ, the custodian of the mysteries of God. He says, to the intent that unto principalities and powers might be made known the manifold, the multifaceted dimension of the wisdom of God in all its varieties. The multifaceted dimension of the wisdom of God in all its infinite varieties. Unto principalities and powers. The fellowship of the mystery. Oh God. Huh? We are going to continue from here. Next. Aye. Ah, shut up, whatever. Pray in 2 minutes.
Oh, Sabina Moto, Imbeke, Sobife, Lamudu, Embana Koko Sobema, Aiki Malobo, Sabambi, Kabuna, the fellowship of the mystery that has been hidden in God before the foundation of the world. It has been made known in the new covenant. We have access to the Father. We have access to revelation of God's word. It has been revealed. There's an apocalypse. The revelation of the mystery of God is done by the church. The church is the custodian of the mystery of God. The church is the custodian. We are the stewards of God's mystery. We are the stewards of God's mystery. We are the stewards of God's mystery. Yes. Hallelujah. Let me show you two more things. We make progress from there next week. You see, tonight, things are going to break open from within your essence. As you go back home, and everyone listening to us, you are going to be ruminating on this revelation. And light will break. More light. There will be more unveilings. Because we are called the stewards of the mysteries of God. Why were we called the stewards? Because now in the new covenant, the mysteries of God are now unveiled. So we are stewarding it. Let me show you. Two scriptures. We'll finish up this and I'll show you one more. We close. Alright, yes. That same scripture. To the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Verse 11. According, hear this, according to the eternal purpose. Are you seeing this? According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in who? Are you seeing that this is consistent in the new covenant? In Christ. Nowhere else. In Christ. Hear this.
Hear this. Verse 12. Amazing. In whom? Who is that womb? Christ. In whom we have boldness. Oh, glory to God. That was what we were studying in the morning. Boldness. Is that true? In whom we have boldness. Not just boldness. And access. Hey. Glory to God. What a joy that we have access. What a joy that a new and living way has been opened. That mortality can have affection with immortality. That mortality can have fellowship with eternal realms. That the eternal purposes of God by the eternal spirit can be factored within mortality. That mortality can be bearers of immortality. What a revelation. That we now have access to the light unapproachable. We have access to the light unapproachable through Jesus. Are you following? Bible says we have boldness and access. With what? Oh my God. With confidence by whose faith? Not yours. By the faith of Him. That was what the Bible captured in Ephesians 2 or Galatians 2 verse 20. It says, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not me, but Christ who lives in me. He says, the Christ that alive and now live, I live by whose faith? Not yours. I live by the faith of the Son of God who died, who lived and died for me. I live by his faith. That means, listen, my life is by him. Are you following me now? Quit thinking of yourself. Quit thinking of self. Start thinking of him. I live by him. Wherever I get to, it is him that is there. It is Christ that they see. Oh, Shalamende. Amikosiba Nabaria. I live by the faith of him. I live by the faith of the Son of God. And that faith does not fail. It doesn't fail. That kind of faith doesn't have the capacity to fail. Yours can fail, but his cannot. So quit depending on self and depend on him. Live by his faith. Live by his life. They say he can't walk. Say Jesus said he can walk. With Jesus, nothing shall be impossible. Say, I'm not living by faith, by myself anymore. I'm living by him. We are the stewards. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Hear what it says about us. If you are there before me, can you give me your Bible? Okay. Yes. Oh, glory to God. I love this God's word. Take your Bible. Say, I love God's word. This is my reality. This, you notice that we have been doing confession.
Yes, sir.
Please, don't joke with it.
Yes, sir.
The word of God is my reality.
The word of God is my reality.
I live by God's word.
I live by God's word.
I move by God's word.
I move by God's word.
I understand the word of God.
I understand the word of God.
The word of God is my life.
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 I cannot live lesser than the word of God.
Than the word of God.
I move in the world.
I move in the world.
I speak the word.
I speak the word.
I say the word.
I say the word.
I see the word.
I see the world.
I think the world.
I think the
shout
world.
Glory.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's a good way to start the new year. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1. Oh God, I love this. Glory to God forevermore. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hear what the word of God says. The Bible says, let a man so account of us. As of the not pastors of Christ, not evangelists, it is every believer. Are you following me? It is what every believer has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Every believer, so we are all ministers of Christ. Are you following me now? When they say ministers of Christ, sit yourself there. Even if you are working in the bank. Are you following me? Don't think pastors. Don't think apostles. Don't think that every believer has been given that ministry. It is called the ministry of reconciliation. When you read further, he calls us the ambassadors of Christ. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the eyes of the mysteries of God. We are stewarding the revealed word of God. You know, he told us that that mysteries has been made known. So he now says that the new covenant ministers, believers, it is, we are the ones stewarding that which has been revealed. So we are stewards of revelation. Oh, glory to God. We are stewards of revelation. That means nothing should be blank. Nothing. Because we still have the revelation of God. Nothing. You have access to the mind of God. Yes. There's nothing that God is hiding from you. Nothing. If people say under the Old Testament, will I do a thing without telling my friend Abraham? So it means that God never intended to hide anything from you, but everything for you. Everything. He wants you to know. He wants you to know him. That I may know him. We are the stewards of the revelations of the New Testament. We are the custodians of the life of God. Therefore, we have access to the revelation of him in all his infinite brightness. We have access to the manifold wisdom of God. We are bearers of the wisdom of God. We are wisdom persona. Wisdom persona. We are not confused. We are at no point in time do we walk in darkness. No, we walk in light. We walk in light. Even if you are in a confused state, life will break. The word of God will minister to you. Are you following me now?
Yes,
God's word will minister to you and say, walk in this way. You are my servant. You don't lack revelation. You have access and boldness with confidence by the faith of him. We have access. Thank you, Lord. Come on, bless Jesus. Let's close. Bless Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
We are going to do our confession reading. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Christ. My spirit is blessed tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh. Hey. Oh, shamanana na 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 of the new covenant revelation. I don't lack direction. I don't lack direction.
I don't lack direction.
I have insight.
I have insight
into God's word. I have insight into God's word.
I have insight into God's
word. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Alright, so our confession for this year, the year of the supernatural. Say, I am in the company of the God class. Say confidently.
I am in the company of the God class.
Say confidently.
I am in the company of the God class.
I live in the supernatural climb.
I do things natural.
Supernatural.
Naturally.
I have rule.
An authority.
Over death.
Sickness.
And poverty.
Immortality.
And supernaturality, immortality, and supernaturality, and my reality, even in my mortality.
No one can talk me out of supernatural.
We believe you have been greatly blessed. To connect with us more, follow us on our social media platforms at Menorah SOS on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also join us live every first and last Saturday of the month on Facebook and MixLR at Menorah-SOS. Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. To connect with us more, follow us on our social media platforms at Menorah SOS on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also join us live every first and last Saturday of the month on Facebook and MixLR at Menorah-SOS. Thank you for listening.